Hi guys, good afternoon. I am, as always, super happy to be here, and I'm happy that I'm here because this thing where I get to just leave for no reason was stopping it this year. So for that reason, I'm happy that I'm keeping to time. I told myself something. I think I made an episode about on that, and I talked about how I would no longer address homophobia. I kind of was blabbing and like, I'm done and blah 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 blah, but it's so hard, as much as we want to let people do their thing, have your own belief or whatever, it's still hard when people are threatening or they want to threaten your existence. It's really, really crazy. So it's hard to just turn a blind eye, it's hard to just look away. And for that reason, I'm here again to address something that I think we should talk about a lot. I see people on the internet trying to always educate homophobic people, want to defend what being queer is all about. And most times I'm like, okay, you're wasting your time, because these people would not care. But at the same time, I feel like we have to keep talking. It's hard. I told myself I was not going to talk about anything, but apparently it's almost impossible, I tell you guys. So for that reason, that's why I'm here again today. Yes, I did not say hi to you guys. I'm sorry. I got distracted. I hope we're safe. I hope we're healthy. I really hope we're healthy. I hope that we're happy. I hope that we were settled, we're at peace with ourselves, I hope that we're achieving things we actually want to achieve. I hope that we're people we want to be with, we're people that believe in ourselves. I hope that we were choosing or dictating our own lives, we're living our own lives the way we want to. I hope all these things and more. Yes, so I've said hi, so I think that was actually very intense. So yes, the question I'm asking today is, I want to understand, like, it's not me, I'm not trying to fight anybody or educate anybody. I just want to know certain things. And the question for today, why are people homophobic? Now, if you're out there and you're taking your time, of course, your quality time, and you're like, okay, let me listen to this person's podcast, and then you're out there and you feel like you have you want to say something concerning why you are homophobic, in a very good way, of course, we're not fighting, as I said before, please send me a voice note. I'd have dropped my email, but I'm still trying to know, I don't know, so I'm very careful. But yeah, send me a voice note, or send me an email, actually. Send me a voice note, because just send me a voice and let's have a conversation. Just, I'll listen to it. If you know that you're someone out there and you're homophobic, but you can't help yourself, you're just homophobic, and you want to, share your own views and opinions, please send a voice note. I would love to listen. Now, having said that, now the question I'm asking again is, why are you homophobic? Like, why do you just look at queer people and say, no, this is disgusting, this is not supposed to be so, it's not written in the stars, we're not wired like this, this is unnatural. Like, what are the factors that trigger those, those views of yours? Like, what are those things that will make you behave like that or say things like that? And the painful part is how oblivious we are when we hurt people most times, because for you, you're just saying, this is not my thing, I don't stand for this, I cannot be a part of this, so I don't want to advocate for anything about this whole thing and everything. But then again, you fail to consider that you're hurting someone else in the process. That's what most homophobic people don't care about, or they don't know, I don't know. Because I asked, every time I ask myself this question, it doesn't really amount to anything, because there's no logical explanation. Every single time I've asked people, why are they homophobic? I ask them, why are you nothing? I swear, just vibes and just hate. But again, we're not attacking anybody. I'm just so the thing is, I was wondering, and that's why today I want to really hear if you have anything to say concerning this, because I cannot help it. I wanted to just, I'm done, do your thing, But it's hard. People are dying. They kill themselves because they cannot live in a world where people hate them. Because of the hate you trigger. Because of the hate that you actually support. The hate that you're actually a part of. Because people, they think about all these things every time and they feel like there's no way out. They feel like they cannot really go on. And your hate would actually contribute to that. And you're aware of that, that you hurt people when you think like that. That you hurt people when you have those kind of views. Now, I was going to go into religion and culture or tradition to justify homophobia, but that's not why we're here today. It's something entirely different. Because I feel like it gets to a point in our lives where we don't get to always excuse our behaviors. We want to push the responsibility, or we want to shy away from the consequences of our actions. I think that's what being an adult, you know, means. Means it gets to a point where if this thing happens, you're the one that will pay for it. More like you are ready to take responsibilities for your actions, to bear the consequences. Now, on that note, it means that being adult, what happens is we get to the things that would actually shape our views, the things that would actually, want to enable us to, you know, be people, like have our own, be our own person, and be, you know, have a self. Yeah, those things. Most times you stop attributing those things to external factor for me, actually, because I feel like now as an adult, you're able to analyze certain things by yourself. You just have to think and say, okay, what is this? What do I say here? How do I sort this thing out? What is my take on this? Now, you're not saying, oh, because of this, I want to know. Now, it gets to a point in our lives where we're just responsible for our own actions. That's what makes us adults, because now you can analyze things critically and then you can come to your own conclusion. So that's why I was saying that we're not going to use religion now. I know you want to talk about, oh, my religion doesn't stand for that. What do you think? I'm sure religion doesn't even preach hate, I'm sure. So these things, they really, you know, I want to think about them, but it doesn't really end. Because there's no reason at all for you to choose to hate somebody. No reason. Nigerian straight men, they are ready to, in fact, Nigerians, yeah, where I'm from, I'm a Nigerian, obviously, they are ready to let go of someone that, you know, of a rapist. Yeah, they'll let a rapist walk free and then they'll stone a gay man. It's that bad. It hates. I've never seen anything like that before. When you talk about hate, look at queer people and how Nigerians treat them, and you know what hate means. Someone that, a murderer, someone that kills, or they would let that person walk away and they would stone a gay person to death. It's that bad. And most times I want to understand why. I've never really understood. There's no explanation why you, what happened? Guys, what happened? Like, what do I say? How do I even understand the lens or fathom how crazy this thing or bizarre it is? Hating someone for being who they are, for being what they are, just because. And you ask them, they just, I don't know, no one is asking you to come and join us and have the sex. If that's the only problem you have, trust me, no one cares. But the fact that you want to hate on people for loving who they want to love, nothing, if you stop that thing, if you stop being homophobic, nothing about you will change. You know that. You would still have the money you have. You'll still be a student if you are. You still want to travel. You'll still have your family, your loved ones. The world would not stop spinning. It would be the same. Everything would still stay the same. So what is the issue, guys? How do I address this? Because I'm just like lost here. I want to know why people are like that. I just want to know, because at times I sit down and I see why. And I look at countries where things are working well for them and they are barely homophobic. And I look at a country where we're really going through a lot here and then people still have time to hate. Whew. Wow, it can be very painful. It can be a handful. it troubles me a lot. And now it's not because I'm even scared, it's not because I'm scared of what they might do, it's because I'm scared of how they think. For you to just sit down and hate on a people, you know, it's really not fair. If you believe in God, if you're a Christian or a religious person, I don't think your religion will even make you or encourage you to hate on other people. I don't think so. You know, one thing we should do, as I said before, learn to accommodate people. So I'm asking again, why though? Like, what is it? What do we do? How do we? Because these things, let me tell you guys straight up now, because you feel like it's a choice. It is not a choice. No offense to, and maybe I'm trying to patronize you guys here, but I tell you, if I had an opportunity to be straight, I swear I would take it, because it would make my life so fucking easy, guys. Why would I choose hardship over peace of mind or over a life where people would judge me less? Why would I choose a life where I get to hide myself every fucking time and I'll, you know, exchange for a life where I can be myself, I can do anything I want to do, show my love anywhere, no one would, you know, look at me like I'm crazy or like I'm disgusting? Why would I choose this life? Why would I choose to suffer? Why would I choose to be, you know, to stand in a time bomb? Why would I do that if it was that easy? You know, so there's no, don't say things like, it's not a choice. It's never a choice, you know? It's like choosing, I want to be a lawyer or I want to be a doctor. It's beyond that. You have to know that, please. So if you have any really, you know, explanation, I want to listen. I swear, I want to listen. Because I don't know. I'm just lost. I'm just like stranded here. I don't know what to do. It's hard. Every single day you think it doesn't get better. It doesn't get easier. It gets harder and harder every single day. So it was hard for me. I told myself I was going to stop. Be a homophobic person. I don't care. But it was so... I see things and I just look, and I'm someone that if I hold things in for so long, oh my god, the day to come out, it would be fucking crazy. I know that's how I am, and I don't want to be that person that would be a monster or something. So for that reason, I want to talk about things I feel, you know, ASAP. Like, once it comes, I talk about it and I move on from those things. So me bottling up all the comments I see about queer people, it was really tough. It was telling on me. I was beginning to be hyper and hostile in a way, and I did not like that. So I want to be able to address these things, but in a way that would not really be bad, just to reason with people. But most times we don't reason here, so I don't know. I've never understood homophobia. I swear, not for a second. This person is not a bad person. He's not hurting you. He's not owing you money. Nothing. He's not snatching your bae from you. He's just, he or she, the person is just trying to be who they want to be with who they want to be with, and you just want to hit on that person. I know this episode, it's, you know, I wanted to just put it out there because it was on my mind and I wanted to talk about it. So if you're out there and you're listening anywhere, you know, even if you're queer and you feel like you have an explanation, you want to know why people are or if you are not queer and you're just homophobic and you want to talk about where you are, please send me a voice note. Even if you're queer, you could still do that. I just want to listen and probably just understand in a way, because I'm someone that is very open-minded. I deal with facts, only facts. If you give me facts, you've won me over. I don't do hope or faith or all those things. So give me facts and tell me why you think people or you are homophobic. I don't understand. Anyways, guys, this is where I'll end the episode for today. And I feel lighter now. Trust me, I feel like I feel like myself, because it was so hard. It was choking me. It was fucking choking me. But I'm happy that I get to, you know, voice out these things on this safe platform. This is where I would go, and I hope that we'll stay safe. And as I said, every time, know that you're amazing. If you're queer, you're amazingly queer. I don't know. You're beautiful. You're perfect. Just the way you are, I swear. Do not change anything. Don't let people tell you what to do with yourself. Be yourself 100%. Okay, maybe they'll come around, I don't know, but keep being yourself until then. Anyways, guys, cheers.